Which I don't have a problem with.
But if... if he works for the mayor...
Even if he works for the mayor, does he pay? Madam!
Three little words, ladies.
Does he pay?
No.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Well, I'll be honest, he never asked me for the time.
Oh. Hey, Petey, you want another one? A wine? Juice box?
Three Sheilas are lounging about the common room of the brothel, which itself seems to lounge, filled as it is with old chaise sofas and claw-footed armchairs and random swaths of fabric and tapestry lining the walls. My father is in the corner with Madam, tinkering and giggling about something while I watch the Sheilas chat in various states of dress, clutching my broken radio to my chest.
No, thanks.
Bring him another one.
I'm all right, thanks.
I'll say when you're all right.
Sorry, it's broken.
That's an awful sound.
Who's the worst?
Chefs. Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Musicians.
Steamboat captains. Yeah,
politicians. Ooh,
professional wrestlers.
Tourists.
Men.
Excepting you, of course, oh, Peter.
Men are pigs.
They're easy, though. You can steal the pants off them, they won't know it.
Actually, I stole a guy's pants and sent him out of here once.
I remember that.
He wandered back later.
I remember this from when I was a kid. You said to him, I don't know, honey, they're not here, but you can borrow a pair of my pants.
They shift, the Sheilas, around the room so that they seem almost choreographed. One stands while another sits while another lounges, and then one gets up to stand, and the standing Sheila goes back to lounging. Like my father, they seem to barely age, and good luck asking them about it. If you look carefully, you can see that each Sheila has an intricate, brightly colored set of wings protruding from their back, a vestige from the ancient days hidden by an ornate array of layered fabrics and wraps.
Dad?
Madam and my father continue their whispered conversation at the fold-out desk.
Petey, you hear about those gangs of bikes?
What's that?
You hear about those gangs of bikes?
Yeah, they attacked some group of tourists over in the Grove.
Yeah, it used to be. You remember this. We'd walk down the street in nothing but a bit of underwear and not get harassed.
In fact, we were the ones doing the harassing.
It's different now.
Dangerous.
Different.
Say that again.
It's not the same.
And not to mention the disappearances. Did I say something?
Let's talk about something fun.
Petey, you know what you should do? Make it a part of your radio show.
That's a good idea.
We need some publicity out about these missing people.
It's not really that kind of show, unfortunately. I'm more of an experimental sound show, and it's 2 a.m. anyhow. I don't know how much publicity I'd give to anything.
Let's talk about something
Dad,
fun.
Dad, can I get a minute?
Yeah, just a sec, Petey.
Just give us a second, Petey.
What should we do for fun, Petey?
You haven't thrown a party in a while.
That's true.
We should do that.
Ooh, we should throw
Bring
one.
Bring out Dad's champagne fountain.
Oh, right.
Oh, where is that?
Pan, where's the champagne fountain?
It's broke.
Oh, that's a shame.
I almost drowned in it.
No, did you?
Sure did. Got drunk enough, I tried to climb in the thing.
We've got it, nymphs and gentlemen.
This is good.
Madam and my dad emerge from the powwow.
A bun!
In honor of our now serious circumstances.
Very serious.
Here we go. Farts are good and farts are fun.
And farts are great for everyone.
Farts are hip and farts are cool.
Try them out at home or school.
Farts are most magical too. The most brilliant sound, the most wondrous smell, the most... Hey, that's you, come on.
Farts. From the ass they emerge, to our nostrils they flow, and the last meal they tell.
Like Pan and Madam have been drinking all morning.
Thank you, one and all. And now I am going to freshen our drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Petey.
No, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna get you one anyway.
Hey, what did you think?
Very, very timely. Really dealt with the issues in a hard-hitting way.
Ooh, I thought so.
Hey, can I ask you a favor? You know that old alarm you have?
The GE Bulova electric clock radio, right?
My father has one of the earliest alarm clock radios still working in his possession. The GE Bulova electric clock radio. white with analog dials, asymmetrically placed speaker, and tall, handsomely adorned call numbers. The thing tapped straight into my nostalgic side. My childhood was filled with late nights of crackling music from the thing. With my alarm radio well smashed, I covered the GE Bulova.
Yeah, that one. Can I borrow it?
What happened to yours?
It's broken.
You smashed it.
I smashed it.
Hey, that sounds beautiful, ladies!
Can I borrow the Bulova?
How's Cass?
Fine. Can I borrow the Bulova?
Yes, yes, but the deal is you gotta listen to me while I find it, okay?
Okay, okay.
Good.
My father and I walk to his room so we can rummage through his mess.
Oh boy, love is complicated. I'll say that much. Okay. So love is complicated, and you'll see how this all relates. But one of those summers when I was living in Arcadia in the mountains with Syrinx, this nymph, I told you about her. And a bunch of other folks. You remember, I told you about her,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
I will say, Syrinx is great. And it was, this is good. This is really good. There were these stags running around the fields there among the farms, and they were randy, I mean, really randy. And they would just hump anything, whatever they do, they feel like humping, they would hump. And Dionysius was with us at that time. And we were brewing this new batch of moonshine. Oh, God, just some awful stuff. Wait, where is that thing? What was I saying?
The randy stags.
Oh, the randy stags, right. Dionysius had this idea that we should turn the stags into men to see what would happen. So this one night I stuck away from Syrinx and Dionysius and me, you know, we transformed the stags into these little bearded dudes. They were men, but they still had the brains of stags. And they were trying to hump everything in sight, including the farmer's daughters, which they did, humping in the hay and all that. Well, one of the farmers, he finds his daughter has this suitor, doesn't know it's not a real man, and decides that the pair are going to get married. So he invites him over to dinner just as the farmer and the daughter and this man are sitting down at the table. Dionysius decides at this moment to turn him back into a stag. Oh, the thing, he knocked over the table. He was galloping around inside the house. What started me on that?
Love.
Oh, right, love, right.
Very instructional story, Dad.
Where the hell? I just put it, damn it! Wait, hold on. Madam knows where it is. Madam! Madam! She has this mind like a steel trap. Always knows where everything is.
My father goes looking for Madam while I wait in his room. On his wall, I see a poster for one of his famous Pan strongman parties. Come for the party, stay for the protest, it says. Must have been 30 years old. Another time, another crisis, another protest.
Hey, Peter, come here.
I follow his voice and end up in the kitchen. Three glasses of whiskey lemonade are sitting, sweaty, on the counter. A breeze wafts in, rustling the kitchen curtain.
She's gone.